This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. As the demand and cost of eye care services in England increases, charity RNIB launched their Value of Vision report, urging the government for a national eye care plan for England. Now, the report sets out 6 evidence-based interventions that, if scaled up, could help transform eye care services in England and prevent avoidable sight loss. Joining us to talk about the report, its findings and recommendations is Vivian Francis, RNIB's Chief Strategy and Public Affairs Officer. It is really great speaking with you, Vivian.
Thanks, Paulina.
Now, Vivian, why was it important for RNIB to publish this report?
This report is really important for a number of reasons. Firstly, and primarily, this is about patient experience. So what we've been able to do is identify not just some savings that could be made within the NHS system, but also some improvements. So for instance, one of the 6 recommendations we have is making sure that everybody gets the support that they need. And we also believe that the solutions that we're putting forward would cut waiting times, which could potentially make sure that people do not see their sight loss condition aggravated or worsen as they wait. These solutions that we're putting forward would enable the NHS, we believe, to save a substantial amount of money. We really want to work with government and the NHS, just making sure that we are hand in hand bringing solutions to the table, making sure that they're fully costed, as we have been able to do, so that we are not asking for things that are just pie in the sky, but things that could both save money, could be tangible quite easily, and would definitely impact on patient experience.
Well, you actually touched upon a little bit on some of these, but what were some of the main findings of the report when it comes to the challenges NHS England is currently faced with when it comes to providing a good eye care service?
Some of the main findings show that we could save the NHS around 1 billion over the next decade if they were able to implement these 6 simple solutions. Well, when I say they're simple, I imagine there will be a lot of work to implement them, but we have at least gone as far as both costing them and then showing what the impact would be. We have looked at things like improving connectivity across primary and secondary care by providing people with an NHS email. That one simple move alone would actually save an expected 20 million per annum, just in aligning those systems. So all of the findings really are about creating efficiencies, saving costs, but also making sure, as I said, that anybody who is experiencing a potential sight loss diagnosis gets the support that they need from the very first moment that they need it, but also that they are not waiting so long that they're risking their sight loss condition worsening over time.
Well, Vivian, what are those 6 proposals? I know you mentioned one of them, and I know waiting times and improving waiting times is one of these. So could you talk us through the recommendations RNIB would like to see implemented?
Yeah, so very quickly, as I said, at the top of the list is making sure that anybody in primary care has an NHS email address. That would just allow people to connect, recognise that they're all part of the same system. Number 2, ensure all primary eye care providers have access to advice and guidance from secondary care to reduce unnecessary referrals. And reducing unnecessary referrals is obviously really critical so that the people who really need to be seen are seen as quickly as possible. Number 3, again, sticking with referrals, we want to really streamline that process by creating what we're calling a single point of access. And we think that by doing that, we would save an expected annual 55 million or right up to 171 million. So really on a big scale of savings there. Number four, this one's quite close to home for RNIB. We want to embed the eye care support pathway within clinical pathways, and that would make sure that our offering as RNIB or some of our partners across the sector will be available for people the minute they step into the system with a potential sight loss issue. That would be expected to save the NHS 4 million, but also we know that our services have such a huge impact on people's lives when they are going through any form of sight loss issue or diagnosis. Number five, fully use the skill set of optometrists in primary care. So leaning on those would save as much as 77 million per annum. And number six, incorporate an increased focus on tackling do not attends. So we call those DNAs, but essentially people just not turning up to their appointments, and put that into planning guidance. And we expect that would save around 1 million to actually 80 million savings for NHS England. So it's that combination of the six that we think could be really impactful.
So a lot of really good recommendations there, Vivienne. What would you like to see happen now? Now that the report is out, is there anything we can do to help?
Eye care services, we know that they're the largest outpatient specialty in England, and that demand is increasing. So obviously we know that this is really important that we crack this together. RNIB will be chatting to government, to NHS, to all kinds of other stakeholders to make sure that people understand this issue. If anybody does want to get involved themselves, they'll be able to access the report on our website, get in touch if there's anybody they think we should be talking to, any ideas that they have, and just so that people can be, a part of this discussion on how we could make this change.
So obviously, definitely look for the report, check it out, share it further, get the discussion going. The website address is rnab.org.uk, or you can always get in touch with our helpline. It's 0303 123 9999. Well, Vivienne Francis from RNIB, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio and highlighting such an important issue with us today.
Thank you for having me.